You are now listening to the First Baptist Church of America's podcast. If you have any questions about our church, please check us out online at fbcamericas.org. This Sunday is Youth Sunday, and we will hear testimonies from two of our students on our leadership team. Let's listen in.
Can we give it up for our girls again? That was a good job. We practiced on Wednesday, and I told our youth, I said, you're going to give them your full attention, because if you've never done this, it's the hardest thing to do. So getting up in front of people, so we're going to practice. And they did a great job then, and respected them. So thank you, girls, for sharing. I know it's kind of scary, and if you could have seen them before church this morning, they were freaking out. So it's okay. It's good. Y'all did great. Thank you to everybody else that's also helped this morning. I love Youth Sundays because I have two reasons that they're really special to me as a youth pastor. I believe it shows that our students that we care for them, we value them, and we also trust them to take over the service. You know, it's always a little sketchy, and you never know who's really going to show up until Sunday morning, but you know, it's good to be able to put that trust in them. And it also helps us see the fullness of the body of that we have here at First Baptist. So I know we don't always get to see each other, and we don't always get to participate in events together. So I really like Sundays where we can get a full view of the body. And the body is something that Paul talks about a lot. And I know some of y'all were like, wait a second now, hold on. How is he going to get up here and speak now? It's almost time to go. It's okay. We'll only be another hour or so no worries. I just kind of want to wrap everything together. But Paul talks a lot about the body in several different places in the Bible. But in 1 Corinthians 12, 14 through 20, I think he lays out the most full picture of it. And I had full intention to read all of that to you guys this morning, but as you can hear, I'm still battling something, this junk. So I'm going to focus in on verses 19 and 20. And it says, if we were all a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. So from 14 to 20, he lays out that we shouldn't be envious of other people in the body because we're not what they are. Because if the whole body was an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? So my point is this. We've all got a story, right? Our girls just shared two very different stories with us this morning. We're all given a story, right? From the time you're born, you live a life that's different from any other person on the planet. And I believe God does that for a reason. We go through different things in life. We choose different career paths. We have different groups of friends. We have all this different stuff that happens to us in life so that we can be prepared to reach other people. There are people that Jacob can reach that I won't be able to reach. There are people that Nathan will be able to reach that I won't be able to reach. There's people that Brother Keith can reach that I wouldn't necessarily have that reach with, right? We all have these different lives that God has put us in so that we can reach the most amount of people together, right? As we all come together as the body, all the different parts of the body work together, that we have the greatest reach in our community in the world. And the easiest way, I think, to share is to share your testimony. I tell my students in the summer that work at our camps and stuff, the easiest way to talk to somebody is sharing your story with them, because you're not trying to force your beliefs on somebody. You're not trying to convert them. You're just simply telling them what God has done in your life. And it makes things a lot easier to break the ice because they're instantly not defensive, right? And so This Sunday is a great example of what these two for sure have been doing this past year. If you don't know, they kind of mentioned it a little bit. They're leading our small groups on Wednesday night. So we have a lesson, and then we break up into small groups, and they go into they have like questions that they go over, and they've been leading those for the past almost a year now. We started right at the beginning of last school year. or this school year. And so they've almost been doing it for a year, and they're doing great. And God has really been able to use them, I think, to grow our group closer together and grow, just build those relationships stronger. And that definitely needs to be a part of y'all's testimony, because God is using you. And this Sunday is just a great example and a great place for us to showcase that and to get them up here and singing songs and leading in worship. I know it's different than what we usually do, but different is good sometimes. Amen. All right. Thank you. I was worried about that for a little bit. So God's put us on these different paths. He's put different obstacles in front of us that we can overcome them so that we can reach somebody that has maybe gone through that similar situation. And I'm going to finish up with just a testimony. It's not my testimony, but it's a testimony of one of the missionaries that I work with in the summer. Sorry. She was going through some stuff, and there was some issues at camp, and she didn't really want to come back and help, and that kind of broke my heart because it was just some silly drama that happened, and she was being pushed out, and I could see that it was the devil using something silly and something dumb to keep her from doing the work that God had for her the next week. And so I told her, I said, I really wish you would pray about it. And if you're wanting to come back, you can come back. It wasn't my camp she was coming to help with. It was Laura's. But I was like, I know the boss. It'll be okay if you decide to come back. So so she calls me or texts me, actually, because nobody calls anybody anymore. And on Saturday night, she's like, I'm going to be there. So she showed up Sunday night. And throughout that week, there was this little girl that God put in her group in her cabin, and she was able to share with this little girl her testimony. And her testimony was that she was, when she was younger, she was addicted to alcohol from a very young age. There was a lot of stuff that happened in her life that was bad, and that's where she went to, and God saved her out of it. And it's one of those testimonies that you're like, oh, that's a great testimony. And it was, but God was able to use that to witness to this little girl that was right on the edge of the same thing. She was already experimenting with alcohol and other drugs, and God was able to use this person's testimony to bring her to a life-changing, life-saving faith in Jesus Christ. And that's just one example of many that we hear every year about, like, my testimony would not have done that girl as much good as this person's did. And if she would have allowed Satan to keep her from that camp, we would have missed our opportunity to witness to that girl because we wouldn't have had the proper tools. The body wouldn't have been full. And so there's beauty in the fact that we're all different, that we all have a different story, that we all have different points that stick out in our stories as we go through. If I were to tell somebody else's story, it wouldn't be the same as if they told it. So it's just a beautiful mosaic that God has created here in the church and in our body specifically. So I thank you for allowing us to take over the service and lead you guys this morning. And I hope that, you know, as we progress on, we'll continue to be able to do stuff like this, that we can hear more of our students' stories and they'll be encouraged by you as the body. So thank you very much. I'm going to pray. Y'all join me in prayer, please. God, thank you for today. Thank you for giving us this opportunity that we have to just to share your work in our lives, God. I pray that you would just allow us to be an example of the gospel in our community, Lord, that we would see lives changed for you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you for listening, and if you would like to know more about how you can become a part of the body of Christ, we would love to help you out with that. You can find our contact information on our website at fbcamericas.org. Stay tuned for next week's sermon.